Siman Tov Tzadi He Seif Dalet. This is the Muksa Sif in Hilchas Yontif that is referred to over and over and over again on, like, I don't know, every third page of the Mishnah Berurah throughout Hilchas Yontif. So Tov Tzadi He Dalet, the Torah tells us as follows. Okay. Let's just read the Torah. The Torah is very... The beginning of Tav Tzadi Hei. The beginning of Tav Tzadi Hei is the beginning of Hilchos Yontif. In the beginning of Hilchos Yontif, so the Torah, Mechaber, is telling us how Melechas, on Yontif, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to do different things for Ochal Nefesh. And then it goes on to discuss which Melechos are good, which Melechos are not good. I can't pick an apple off a tree on Yontif. Okay, that's all discussion. We're not doing right now. Then the Torah goes on to say, so in many ways, Yontif is much more lenient than Shabbos because of this heter of Ochal Nefesh. So then the Torah goes on to say, V'yesh davar shechmiru bo yosemi b'Shabbos. There is an area in Halacha where we are more machmir on Yontif than we are in Shabbos. Kegon be'isser muksa, like by isser muksa. Then the Torah goes on to say, okay, he explains it, because Yontif is more lenient, Chazal were afraid that people would not take Yontif seriously, and therefore they kind of felt the need to fill in, fill in the holes is the right word, but, okay, we have these built-in leniencies when it comes to food, but we don't want people to extend that where it doesn't belong being extended. So we are going to take our, this is my take on it, but we're going to take our mitzvah derabbanan called muksa, or our issa derabbanan called muksa, and we are going to extend that on Yontif, even apply that on Yontif even more than we apply it on Shabbos, to emphasize the significance and seriousness of Yontif, that no one should think for a second that Yontif is not so serious because we have all these leniencies in terms of food preparation. And it brings down that the Rif and the Rambam hold, we have a machlekes all over Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Beitza between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Officially, the machlekes like this: Rabbi Shimon does not hold for muksa, and Rabbi Yehuda does hold for muksa. That's obviously not exactly the machlokes, because in Shabbos we pass like Rabbi Shimon, and we know that we have volumes and volumes and volumes teaching us Hilchos muksa. Okay? So this machlokes is really very limited. It's limited to a number of cases, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss. And the Rif and the Rambam say, even though on Shabbos we take a more lenient approach to Hilchos muksa and we pass like Rabbi Shimon, on Yontif we take a stricter approach and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's going to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Exactly what cases we're talking about, we'll soon see in the Mishnah Berurah. Then the Torah goes on to say, even though the Rif and the Rambam are more machmir and they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and we had this whole understanding to show the importance of Yontif, but the Bahag and Rashi and the Ri and Rabbi Natam, they all paskin like Reb Shimon on Shabbos and Yontif, and they say there's no difference. Muksa, we paskin like Reb Shimon, doesn't matter if it's Shabbos, doesn't matter if it's Yontif. Then the Torah goes on and says, but Rabbi Natam actually makes a chiluk between Muksa and Nolad. Nolad is a form of Muksa, something that is quote-unquote born, or the egg that was laid on Yontif. Okay, we'll also see this is also not so simple, and there's different levels of nolad. There's an extreme nolad, and then there's a high-level nolad and low-level nolad. Anyway, Rabbi Natam holds that even though the halacha on Yontif is like Reb Shimon with muksa, just like Shabbos, but nolad is more serious and more severe and more intense on Yontif than it is on Shabbos. Okay, so let's see that inside. We're at the very beginning of Hilchos Yontif, Siman Tov Tzadi He Seif Dalet, and it's just this sif is really I don't want to say alluded to, but it is mentioned so many times that we're gonna go through it right now. Okay. Tav said he sit down. Muksa, afa pisha mutter b'shabes, hechmiru ba b'yantif v'asruhu. Even though muksa is mutter on Shabbos, sounds funny, but we'll see certain cases of muksa are mutter on Shabbos. On yantif, they are asr. Hagon note says the Rama, v'yesh matirin muksa afilu b'yantif. And there are those that are matir muksa afilu b'yantif. Okay, now we have to see what the cases are. Now it seems like it, like a regular standard machlokes mechaber amal, like we have all over Shulchan Aruch. The mechaber is machmir, the Rama is mekel, Sfardim should follow the mechaber, Ashkenazim should follow the Rama, and end the story. But it does. I'm still looking for some clarity in the topic, because it doesn't really seem that way. Because the Mishnah Brura over and over and over keeps talking about this machlokes. Now, if it was so simple that the Rama is Mekel, so you don't need to tell me that the Mechaber is Machmer. We're Ashkenazim, we go with the Rama. Not only that, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Tezayin, V'yesh Matirin, Delo Chomer Mishabbos. Yantiv is not more strict than Shabbos. I'm in Tov Tzadihe, Sif Dalet, Sifkatan Tezayin. The Kos of Magen Avram, Dechenu Gamki Dasa Rashal. Dechen Pasal Gamma Pri Chadosh. I have a Pri Chadosh, I have a Marshal, I have maybe the Magen Avraham bringing the Marshal, like the Rama. Sounds like a very standard Ashkenazi psak. But yet the Mishnah Berurah over and over and over is talking about Shita Samachaber. Now, so I'm not sure exactly what's up with that. Someone in the garden shir wanted to say that, well, the Rama just said Yesh Matirin, but maybe he doesn't hold like that. I mean, when the Rama argues that Yesh Omrim, and that's assumed to be the opinion of the Rama, not Yesh Omrim, but I don't hold like that. That's okay, but it's not so. Again, there's something. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah does not seem so convinced that the halacha is like the Rama over here. Now the emes is, if we keep going in the Rama, which we'll do in a minute, the Rama starts explaining the opinion of the Mechaber. So maybe that means why the Rama disagrees with the Mechaber. Finish. So. Why tell me you disagree and then go back? Sometimes he'll explain the Mechaber, and then he'll disagree and tell us his opinion. Here he disagrees, and then he starts to clarify the opinion of the Mechaber. So, which does sound like maybe the Rama himself is not part of the Yesh Matirin. I don't know. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to disagree with it. He brings the Magen Avraham, brings the Marshal, brings the Pri Chodesh. Okay. So now let's see, what kind of muksa are we talking about? What does it mean, muksa is mutter on Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tetzav, Perush. Dele'el b'siman shin yod mizba'er d'yesh kama mine muksa hamutarin b'Shabbos. In shin yod, there's a list of a number of different types of muksa, which are mutter on Shabbos, which means we wouldn't call it muksa at all, because it's not muksa on Shabbos. Kumo, muksa machma she'oimid l'schoira. I have a snood store in my house. Those snoods are a type of muksa called muksa machma she'oymed l'schoira. On Shabbos, it's not muksa. If my wife decides that she wants to take one of those snoods, she has a guest who comes over, whatever it is, those snoods on Shabbos are not muksa. But on Yontif, they might be, because they're oymed l'schoira. Oh, b'shechnisul oitzer, they ain't died to the stopping menu at achazman. Or you put something in the machsan, and you have no intentions of taking it out for a while. And then all of a sudden on Shabbos, you decide that you want this, I don't know, you remember you had in storage some dress from your 12-year-old that should now fit your 8-year-old, and you decide to go into the machsan and take out the dress. On Shabbos, that's fine. It's not muksa on Shabbos. But on Yontif, according to the Mechaber, it would be muksa, because you put it aside for a long time and you had no intentions of taking it out before Yontif. Oh, muksa machmas mius. Something that is disgusting and therefore it is muksa. That's a muksa on Shabbos, that's a muksa on Yontif, not on Shabbos. Perhaps on Yontif, that's dependent on this machlokes. Oh, kamagavni. Ach, koza hikilu davke b'Shabbos. All of these three types of muksa that we just mentioned are mutter on Shabbos. The chamer the inchi, because Shabbos people take seriously. Shabbos is chamur for people. V'lo chayshina v'nana freidim nakilo tato davar muksa yavol haka b'shari suri Shabbos. We're not afraid if they're touching these types of muksa items that they're going to get out of control, get out of hand, and be more lenient in the laws of Shabbos altogether. Aval b'yom tov dekili le'ev yontif, which is more lenient. Sherei harbi melachos mutar lo tarchol chanefesh. Yontif, which has a lot of leniencies regarding food preparation. Im nakila b'muksa, if we're also going to be lenient in the muksa department. Yov alaka gamishari sura yontif, they're going to come to be lenient in other areas of hilchas yontif. And therefore Chazal said, no, we're going to overextend our laws of muksa. You're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to eat it. He talks about different types of animals, and a behemoth that's there to give milk, a chicken that's there for eggs, a shore that's there for plowing, all these things are muksa. Also the shachlam b'yantiv, ad shechino tam lakach me'erv yantiv. It's muksa, you can't shecht it on yantiv unless you set it aside before yantiv that you plan on eating it. V'chein kol ki'ad gavner, all these things would need hachana mi'ba'od yom. Need to prepare it mi'ba'od yom. V'davar shu muksa machmas nolad, something that's muksa because of nolad, pshita d'asa d'asa mechaber b'yantiv. That's certainly going to be asa. Sharatzi in ois chav gimel points something out. I in the comma on Tov Kuf Tes Zayin. The Dav came wrote to the Tato Muksik that they shtamish vel ochlo. These are things that you want to move it in order to use it or to eat it, and that is also because of Muksa on Yantav. Aval wrote to the Tato Kedei Lahagia the Dav Ramutu Shirot to the ochlo. But if I have a Muksa item blocking, I have a food cabinet, and if someone plopped a piece of a stone there, the stone is Muksa. So I'm allowed to move the stone with my hands on Yontif in order to get to the food on Yontif. That's a direct melechas ochel nefesh. Not that the ochel is muksa. There is a concept of muksa food. That's the beitza shanol de biyontif. But here, the food that you want is not muksa. The item in front of it is muksa. But if the food itself is muksa, so the food itself is muksa, then it's off limits. The Sharatzion says, "Kigon shemunochim avonim ala peiros." There's a stone on the fruit. The rotzul asiron. You want to get rid of the stone. Kideilechol apeiros chiyagavna mutter. Okay, so that is shitas ha mechaber. And the Rama again says, "Yesh matir muksa filu biyantif." And the Mishabura seems to go with that approach by telling us that the Magen Avraham paskins this way, or at least he quotes the Maharshal who paskins this way, and the Pri Chodesh paskins this way. Now continues the Ramah, quoting basically this Rabbeinu Tam that we mentioned before. Aval nolad osu the divrayem afilu b'shabbos. Okay, but nolad is going to be usher according even on Shabbos. Now there was the Magen Avraham doctored up the lashon, but I didn't write it down. But the Mishabura doesn't seem to explain it. He doesn't seem to explain what the Magen Avraham's issue was. But let's see what the Mishabura says. Sifkat and Yizayin. Va'af diyesh poskin shematir and af b'muksa de nolad. Even though there are poskin that are lenient by muksa of nolad. Harama lo rota litvos kedaitam bazet. The Ramah did not want to go with that approach. Ela ka'osam poskin de machmirin al kaponim b'muksa de nolad. Meaning the Ramah is going like Rabbeinu Tam, he said. Like the choice of Rabbeinu Tam. That muksa on Yontif is just like muksa on Shabbos, but nolad is going to be usher on Yontif. Now look at the Sharatzin Ois Chavav, where he makes a distinction between two types of nolad. There's a low level nolad and a high level nolad. Vida, the muksa de nolad shelohaya klal ba'ola mitchila, something did not exist and all of a sudden exists, like Beit Hashanol de Yontif. Kigon Eifer Shehusak. Biyom Tov, you have some piece of wood, and then it gets burnt into ashes. So it was wood, now it's ashes. Those ashes are now muksa. Afilu Reb Shimon Moide, dezo muksa gomer. That is muksa gomer because that is nolad shloya klal ba'olam mitchila. There's different types of nolad. That's a nolad where imamish didn't exist, and now it exists. There are other types of nolad. We'll see the example right now, which is a low grade nolad, which you're going to be machmir on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. The kasva achronim, the af shebe Shabbos naktin leikir lahatir afil b'muksa de nolad. Even though on Shabbos we're lenient on low level nolad, de lo kabale svarazu mikomakom b'yontif ein lahatir akoponim b'muksa de nolad. On Yontif we're going to be more machmir by muksa de nolad. With a fizah, what's the muksa de nolad of Yontif? Which example does the Mishabura bring us? I have a piece of chicken. It's on the bone. If I eat the chicken off the bone, now if the bone is no longer edible, not for humans, not for animals, it becomes muksa. How do you clear it off the table? Either it's a graf sharei, it's disgusting, or it's on a plate, and you can move the plate. Maybe you need to put something heter on the plate, or maybe there's a little piece of meat, a little piece of chicken left on the bone, then it's not muksa. Different ways of clearing the table. But on yontif, now let's say it's just a bone, but it's fit for animals. And let's say we have some animals around. Okay, doesn't mention that, but they have to, if no one has any animals, beitar, you're not allowed to own a dog. So there are still people who own dogs. But if you're not allowed to own a dog, so you can't say it's dog food, it's not muksa. It would still be muksa, you're not allowed to own a dog. There's no dogs around. So even if it's now fit, if it's fit for animal food, and those animals are around, so on Shabbos it's not muksa, because it's fit for animals. But in Yontif it's nolad. It's a low-grade nolad. It went from being human food to animal food, even though it's fit for a dog, and even though I have a dog, it's still going to be muksa. That's a low-grade nolad, which is also on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. Continues the Ramah. V'chol muksa she'eino ba'alei chayim. Any muksa which is not an animal. K'gon oitzer shel peiros ve'etzim, like a storehouse, a machzan of fruit and wood. Sagi, it's enough k'shiyomar mikan ani noto. It's enough when I say I'm going to take from here. Ve'ein tzar she'yirshom. I don't have to be so precise. I'm going to take from this room of wood for yontif, for my fireplace, to warm my house, to cook my food. Now, wait a second. Muksav oitzer, the Ramah just told us he doesn't believe in. Yesh matir muksav hilav yontif. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. Mishnah Sivkata Yurchaz. V'chol muksa koyle svara harishona de muksa asr. The Ramah here, now maybe that's why we don't have a clear... How clear psak from the Ramah? Because the Ramah himself, after he tells us that yesh matirin muksa on yontif, and there is no muksa of oitzar and schoira, he goes on to discuss the Machaber's opinion. According to the Machaber's opinion, the muksa is asr, to the matirin muksa, according to the matirin, there's no muksa on yontif, ain't zarech amira, then you don't need to set it aside. Will it be asr even if you planned in advance to give it to the dog? It seems like it is, but I hear your question. I'm not sure. It seems like it is. The matir muksa ain't zarech amira ela begrogos v'tzimukim mishum in the stomach dachina biyadank shem legag v'yabsham. So the grapes are a very raisins are a very intense form where it becomes inedible and you set it aside. You're not going to touch it. That's already a higher level, and that's even on Shabbos going to be usher. Hold on 1 second. So here the Ramah is going back to Shitas HaMachaber, calling the Svara Rishona, and telling us that when you set it aside before Yontif, which you need to do, you don't need to be specific. You can just say, I'm taking from here. You don't need to say, I'm taking apple number one and apple number two and apple number three. That you don't need to do. But that's only if it's Eino Balei Chayim. Mishavisiv Kotu Yutas. Tiba Balei Chayim lo mahani b'shiyomar b'nkanani notel el tzach lafari zebezani notel. When it comes to animals, you do have to be specific. Here we're talking about non-animals. Mishmar Sivkat on Chav, Kagon Otsa, Rotsal Omar, V'dayto hoya mitchila rak v'estapik mimenu l'achar zman. V'odin b'peres ha'omdin l'schoira. O'bamukta shagrogos v'tzimukum shelo nisiyab shulagamre, so they're not yet in the full status of grogos v'tzimukim, which we'll leave out for now. Okay, so this is the muksa of storage, the muksa of it's set aside for business, which, again, on Shabbos is mutter, and on Yontif is a subject of debate. The Mechaber says it's muksa, the Ramah says it seems to say it's not muksa, but here the Ramah is going and explaining Shitas HaMechaber. Why is it good enough to just say, I'll take from this room and not specify, says the Mishnah of Katan Chavalev? The osan sheikach lemacha, the apples or the wheat, whatever you're taking afterwards, harehem kamosha huvra lemafreya, to lehem kivein bahachanaso. So it's like retroactively we say whatever it is that you took, that's what you intended to set aside and prepare before Yontif. Why does that work? because we're dealing with a din derabanan, the bemelsa derabanan, kaimon diyesh breira. There's a big machlokes, big discussion in Shas breira. Can we do something afterwards and say retroactively, it turns out that whatever I took is the ones I had in mind? So by a derabanan, we hold from breira, and therefore the pashtas, that's, it's going to work over here, and that's okay. And you don't need to be so specific. Mishmeresiv katan chav beis v'da. The yesh kama poskin de pligi el zeh. Not everybody agrees with that. There are those that disagree with that. V'daitim de lo sagi kishi omer mikan. It's not enough to say I'm going to take from here. You have to specify. El etzare she yershon b'siman. He has to make a simen. Which apples he's going to take out of the storage. B'siman ha-mokom she b'daito lecho. Exactly where I'm going to take. Usvarasim, the reason is, the kevin shei muksi machmas maisa, she'asabem lakso. So my dear maisa, I put them in storage. That maisa turned them into muksa for yontif. Okay, grogos and tzimukim again. Oh, afilu peiro shechnisam lo'oitzar, harihiktsim b'yadayim l'mechira. I set it aside, this I'm selling, this is not for me. So lo sagi ba'achana kodu. It's not enough to just say, okay, I'm planning on taking some of the stuff. Lo tziyami muksa, for that to remove its muksa status, achi yivare yofa peiros shebedaitu la'achlam, until you actually pick the peiros before yontif that you plan on eating. V'yitemem simen, you have to put a siman over there. U'la'locho yesh la'achmer kisvara ha'achrona, al koponim li'in grogos yitzimukun shalom l'gag, or with peiros shemachnitzim la'otzer, evshud yesh lismoch asvara kama. So it could be that you can be samech on the svara kama. Now again, it doesn't sound like the Mishaburu is convinced that we're passing like the Ramah. Because if we're convinced we're passing like the Ramah, this whole thing is not even relevant. And even if you want to be Machmir, okay, so why are we piling Chumras upon Chumras over here? Ramah holds the whole thing is Mutter. And that's what Sharet Tzion sort of spells out in Ois Lamed Ches on the bottom. Hainu. Afilu im nitvot lahachmir b'mukti diyantif sagi bazmanim u'etas. Hainu. But it's like a pshara that he's making for us. It doesn't sound, the Mishabura doesn't sound so convinced and convincing that we're makel on muksa, the muksa of storage and business on yontif. And then you see throughout the Mishabura, Hilchos Yontif, he keeps referring back to this machlokas. So if we had a clear psak of the Ramah, so I don't need to refer to both opinions. The end of the Ramah over here, the end of Tav Tzadihei. Umotu lahachim yontif rishon l'sheni v'shneyam intovim shagolius v'ayin el shin yud kol dinei muksa. I'm allowed to prepare from the first day of yontif to the second day of yontif in golos. What do you mean? We all know that you're not going to prepare for Yontif Rishon to Yontif Sheni. We just had Rosh Hashanah. You can't do a dish. You can't set the table. You can't do nothing until after dark. So what does it mean you can prepare from Yontif Rishon to Yontif Sheni? Explains the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nachav Gimel. Ratzaloma. Dibikagon zeh shal peiros va'otzar, the muksha that we're talking about over here of storage and schoira. She'ein tarch lasos maisa. You don't need a maisa. Ba'amira ba'alma ha've'achana, all I need is to specify and verbalize, I want these six apples for my yontif meal. Motu la'achin afilu b'yontif gufu miyom echad ha'chavera. So if I didn't prepare them before yontif, I can go on the first day of yontif and say, I want these six apples tomorrow for yontif sheni. Why does that work? Because of the famous Maman of Shach. Because really both, that we keep 2 days of yontif in chutzot, but really both days can't be yontif. Really, there's only one day of yontif. We just don't know which is the right day. Okay, nowadays we do know. Many of us say the day, but the 2 days of yontif was instituted in a way because it's a suffix. Sekad yom. We don't know which is the right day. So therefore, it's like this. Im yom sheni kodesh. If the second day is the real day of yontif, hare hayom chol. Today is not yontif. Umbutu lahachin. I can do hachana. Hachana meaning verbalize. I want these six apples for tomorrow. And im hayom kodesh, and if today is yontif, and then tomorrow is not really yontif, even though I act like it's yontif, hari ain't zar hachana klal. These apples don't need to be set aside because tomorrow is not yontif. There's no reason for it to be asr. I can prepare. I can't do any action on the first day yontif for the second day yontif. I can't set the table. I can't heat up the food. I can't prepare nothing from day one to day two. But what can I do? I can verbalize that tomorrow I want to eat these six apples, and then I have a Maman of Shach. Now, continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Heichi Asrina Hachana Biyantav Lechadero. When do we aser in general Hachana from one day of Biyantav to the next? Heicha Shu Oisa Maisa. When you're doing an action. The Chashin and Shema, because maybe today is the real day of Yantav, and tomorrow is really Chol, and I'm doing an action of Hachana on Yantav for after Yantav. But when I just do a verbalization, I just do an Amira Ba'alma, that's not called the Hachana that's going to be Aser from Yantav L'chol, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That is Tav Tzadi Hei. That's the end of Tav Tzadi Hei. That's Tav Tzadi Hei Sif Dalet.